Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for May 2nd, 2024. As you guys know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't say the government's out to get us and they're tricking us and whatever, but I have one article that I want to show you guys here in just a couple minutes that makes absolutely no sense. Even the headlines and the data behind it, you'll sit there, and if you're like me, you're going to just sit there and scratch your head. So without further ado, let's get today's market data. So what you're seeing right through here is mortgage rates. These aren't my rates. Okay, I haven't done this in a while, but what these rates are, who gets these rates? Well, basically, these rates are for people that have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. But more to this is they're buying a primary home. It's going to be a single family home and they're going to live there. So if that's you, that's most likely what your rate's going to be, because this is no bank's rates. This is actually the average. What happens is Mortgage News Daily, they survey lenders all over the country with those specific questions, and this is the rates that they come back with. So this is a national average. So what I want to talk about today is the news that's out, and then take a little bit of deep dive into the economic data that the government just revised. Let's get to it. So what you're seeing right through here is this is the economic data we have for today. The only thing in today is initial jobless claims came in dead nuts on where it was last time. 208 last time. It was supposed to uptick to 212 this time, and it came in at 208 again. But here's the concerning thing on this part, I guess. How many people have jobs? Now, let me get my head out of the way so you guys can see this. Okay, so this is the jobs numbers throughout, basically going back to the 1940s. You can see right through here, during COVID, everybody basically lost their job. Well, they didn't lose their jobs, but they were still getting paid some money a lot of times. But you can see the numbers are back. And let's just go to a five-year chart. And you can see we exceeded where we were right through here. We were here before pre-pandemic. Then we got to here. And so we do have some job growth. But is it good job growth? So what you're seeing through here is how many people have multiple jobs. They have a full-time job and a secondary job, and it has spiked dramatically since COVID. Okay, but you might say, okay, this is what's really the culprit of all this stuff. People are having to work their butts off to make ends meet to keep up with the economy. Well, if you go back and you take this, what's the multi-jobs as a percentage of employment? We're basically where we were during pre-pandemic. So these numbers are kind of right in line of what we should expect in this economy. Here's the conundrum that I have. Let's go over to the markets right now and see how the markets are reacting to basically hardly any data today. Got the Dow Jones up, S&P up, we got the NASDAQ up. Here's the exciting thing right here. We got oil plummeting. It was almost at $95 a barrel just recently. Now we're down to 78. This is going to tremendously help out the economy with inflation. But here's that thing I was talking about, and I'll keep my head out of the way. U.S. productivity slows sharply in the first quarter. So if you dig into this is why I was looking at it, and you read all this data, and then you go down through here, and here's the weird thing is, the government on Friday corrected productivity data from 2019 through 2023 due to a computation error. A computation error. Okay, well, let's see how bad it says right here, how bad the economy is doing. It's fallen off a cliff on productivity. But if you go down through here and you start reading the data, productivity advanced at a 2.9 pace from a year ago. Economists are keeping an eye on this productivity. So it's much higher than they expected. So it's not a sharp, huge decline, because after they do the revision, it's actually not bad numbers on production. So we have productivity that's, I'll say, okay. You have a jobs market that's back to pre-pandemic numbers. You know, when you look at this, and we're not that far ahead on the jobs numbers right here. So I'm not looking at a huge job force where there's going to be a lot of jobs lost. And so that's basically what I'm looking at. So if you look at this data, and we'd like to analyze the data, the employment numbers, they're not great, but they're not good. You have people working multiple jobs, but they've been working multiple jobs for years and years and years. So that's one piece of the puzzle. But then when you come out and say productivity is falling off a cliff, but then when you go into it, you say, well, they revised the numbers and they're at 2.8% increase. Well, it's not falling off a cliff. So I sit here and scratch my head. I'm like, so what's the true data? That's our concern. And that's why I do this video on a daily basis, to keep you guys up to speed on what in the heck's going on. So based on all this data out today, basically it's just production and the jobs reports, what's the markets doing? The main thing we're concerned about is what are mortgage rates doing? So to figure that out, we go right over here to MBS Live. This is a fantastic system. If you're a mortgage advisor out there, you need to know this stuff. But right through here, this is how we follow where in the heck mortgage rates are going. Okay, this is an MBS. What that means is a mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street, that's yield, is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So what we do is a bank and lenders, they take the yield on this, they take another section that's called LLPAs, loan level price adjustments. What those are is, for example, remember when I went back to this screen, I'm like, okay, these people have a 780 credit score. They're buying a primary home. It's a single family home, all that stuff. All of those are loan level price adjustments. It's the, your rate is adjusted based on your credit score. The higher the credit score, the better your rate. What kind of property are you buying? The most attractive is a single family home that people live in, your primary home. So if you're buying an investment condo, rates are going to be much higher. So those are loan level price adjustments. And then the other thing you have in here is profit margins. And that's where you get differences in why is this bank's rate a little bit higher than this bank's rate? Well, maybe they have a higher profit margin. But what you're seeing right through here, this is a green, it says it's green. So that means the price of this bond is going up. What's a mortgage bond? Well, how bonds work is this. As the prices go up, which we're seeing right now, and let's look at yesterday's data. You can see yesterday, this is up, up and away from yesterday. Okay, so what this means is the price of this bond is going up. How bonds work? If the price goes up, rates come down, the yields come down. And I explain this in a lot of videos that I do, how the bond market works. But if you're wondering how, you know, why there's an inverse relationship, just Google it. You'll find out the best options in there. So right now we're seeing a little bit of a reprieve in rates. So rates are probably going to come down about 3 or 4 basis points based on this data. So we should be in the 7.3 range here by midday. There's not really enough economic news coming in the rest of the day that really should affect the markets. But we love the direction right now of where oil's going for the inflation numbers. The jobs numbers are looking okay. They're pretty solid right now, especially if you go back in history. And production right now is actually okay as well. So the economy is looking decent, but the Federal Reserve is trying like heck to really, you know, cause havoc in the economy. And that's one of the biggest things. And then the jobs numbers just make no sense at all as well. So let's get over to this. If you're out there, and like I said at the beginning of this video, if you're out there and you're deeming that you would like to buy a house or some real estate in 2024, I'd love to be the person that you work with, okay? I'm a mortgage broker. I'm a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'm here for you. Last night, I was on the phone at 10 o'clock at night helping people in California put an offer on a house. That's what we do. Okay, we're here to help you, advise you. We can help you get pre-qualified, help get you associated with a realtor, help you with your credit, help you with insurances. We're a one-stop shop. Okay, if you're looking for the best, absolutely best rate in town, maybe I'm not the person for you. But if you need guidance, handheld, step by step by step through this process, we'd love to help and work with you. How do you reach out to us? Well, go to theRateUpdate.com. Here it is. Here's the website. We have a grant finder that we just put on here. So you might say, Dan, I have great income coming in. I got good credit. I just can't save. With all this inflation coming out, I can't save money for a down payment. Well, check out our grant finder. You can click in there. There's grants all the way up to $7,500. These grants that we post, there's no payback. You don't have to pay them back. You walk out of the closing and they're forgivable. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, how can you help me? How do I get a hold of you? Step number one is click the apply now button. It's right up there. What you're going to do is you're going to fill out an application. Then you're also going to set up an appointment with us so we can talk through this. You probably have no clue what you're doing when you're buying your first house. That's why we're going to have a consultation with you to figure out exactly what you're doing, put you on the right path to home ownership in 2024. So that's the best way to do that. However, if you'd rather call us, call in. I'd love to take your phone calls. Ask for me, Alan, or David. Here's our phone number right down through here. It's 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you learned a little bit something. And again, you might want to, you know, make sure you think about when you're reading these articles, do they actually make sense and what's going on? So that's what I try to do here on this channel every day, is explain the whys behind what's happening. So God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching today. And if you haven't yet and you find value in my channel, don't forget to subscribe right down there below. Take care. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.